Given the recent developments on the Czech political scene, the country's churches and religious groups might have to wait longer for the return of their property confiscated by the communist regime. Under the deal as proposed by the Czech government, the Roman Catholic Church and some smaller groups would receive around 134 billion crowns in physical property and financial compensation to be paid over the next 30 years. After that, the churches would be completely separated from the state, which would no longer contribute to their budgets. Monsignor Tomáš Holub is the Secretary General of the Czech Bishops' Conference, a body representing the Catholic Church in the country. I met up with him and asked him how the massive restitution deal might change the Czech Catholic Church.
I'm not sure that it's a massive, really, because we are speaking of only a small part of the properties we had before the communist regime. And why it is important for us, and I don't speak out only about the Catholic Church, but all the churches and also Federation of the Jewish Communities in the Czech Republic, is that we need to have some independent basic that can help us serve in the democratic society as is for the democratic society normal. It means independent from the influence of the state.
Well, you've been serving under the influence of the state for the last 20 years, of course, after the fall of communism. So what will change? How will it be different after and if, of course, the property restitution deal is approved?
A lot will be changed because now it is so that we are paid all employees we have in the churches from the state. It means we are totally dependent on the decisions made on the level of government. We can't do our own politic, what means we can't do things in our pastoral work, in the social work that is decided on the level of church. That will be completely changed, and it's important that we have be independent part of the liberal society with our influence on the values in the society.
Coming to the actual terms of the deal, the Roman Catholic Church in the Czech Republic is set to receive around 75 billion crowns worth of property, along with over 47 billion crowns in financial compensation that will be paid over the period of 30 years. How is the church getting ready to manage such property?
We prepared for such decision for 20 years. State gave us this very long time for preparation, unfortunately. And therefore, I can say that we are prepared to manage it in the way that church used to do it in the past. It means that it's not centralized. It's for us very important that these properties will be divided to concrete parishes, to concrete dioceses, to concrete orders, to concrete congregations. It means that the managing of the properties will be done from the place where the properties really are. This is for us very important, this subsidiarity division of the properties. And we need also some control mechanism, and it is approved on the level of parishes, on the level of dioceses, also on the level of whole Catholic Church in the Czech Republic, that there will be two steps control that will be needed for every decision made with the properties.
That refers to, for instance, sales, because some of the critics of the deal express concerns that the Catholic Church will sell everything and take the money to the Vatican. So that will be subjected to some kind of control.
Of course, it's linked with sales, but not only with sales. With all what will be done in the managing of the properties, and this selling the things to Vatican is completely fullness to understand it sold, because it's a property of the concrete juristic person that is here. It's not property of the Catholic Church as such.
Will these parishes, these individual units of the Catholic Church, the parishes, the dioceses, the religious orders, will they have the money as well as the people needed to manage forestry firms, agriculture farms, maintain buildings that will be returned? Or will you somehow, will the central governing body of the church somehow help?
Of course, we will have some centralized advising bodies that will help the concrete juridic persons to do something. But as I mentioned already, we had 20 years to prepare for it. So I am sure that we have on all levels people that are ready now to do it, because they understand some sense of the economic activity of the church as a way how to be independent and really to do to bring to society the values we are convinced that we have to bring and to serve in the social dimension as we are convinced that we have to do it.
Won't parish priests, won't they become more managers rather than pastoral workers? You're talking about, you know, the role they should have in the society and convey the values of the Roman Catholic Church onto the society. But with this vast property, will they be able to focus on the pastoral work when at the same time they will have to be, first of all, deal with the legal issues, second, you know, with managing the actual property after it's returned?
First, it's important to say that we are not in the situation in which the pastor or the parish priest would be as such only himself responsible for such things. After the Second Vatican Council, we have big responsibility shifted to lay people in the parishes. So some economical council of the parish is now is responsible for many things. And we try to explain again to the society that it's not the decision of one person in the parish, but it's a decision of the people that are elected in the parish to be responsible for it. And the second, what I would like to mention is that on the level of dioceses, already now are created such advising teams that will help with some legal and economic things that will be similar to all parishes. So we plan to have some, in some way, uniform way how to deal with properties to serve to the parishes in this process.
Some of the critics of the deal expressed concerns that the local parishes that will receive the property and perhaps the compensation as well will be targeted by all kinds of firms and individuals who will want to lay their hands on the property and on the money. Is that a concern for you as well? And if so, how will you try to prevent that?
As I mentioned, it's a link with this true levels of control. Now, is it so that also legally is not possible that any movement of properties is signed only on the level of parish? It will be, according to Czech legal system, illegal. It means that this control is done also on the level of diocese, and now we count with 8 dioceses. So we are convinced that on this level we have already enough professional bodies that can control and will protect this parishes from this interest that would be not pure.
Many Czechs have seen, for instance, when they go to Austria, they see churches running breweries, you know, being very active in the micro business in the very place. Can we expect something like this, that the church and its activities will also change the local environment business-wise?
Yeah, that's for us important that we will be involved in this micro-economy, and this is exactly linked with this idea that the property is held and also managed from the place where these properties are. Therefore, also we are against the fund that there are more other reasons, but one of them was that we can't be identified with some fund that is then managed from Prague in all area of the Czech Republic, where this micro economy wouldn't be then accepted as something important.
How do you think the whole deal will change the Catholic Church mentally or perhaps spiritually? Do you think the Catholic Church will be different after this?
I am convinced it will change a lot. First of all, I think it will change the sense of responsibility in the church, because the activities on the spiritual level will be more rooted in the reality of the material world we live in. This, I think, is important, that not is divided this spiritual and material reality, because if we proclaim the gospel, it's gospel for the whole world, not only for some spiritual dimension. And the second, I think that what I mentioned also in the first part of our discussion, we will be able to focus on topics that are for us important, and it wasn't possible in today's structure of the church. So I think that we will be able to be more update to the needs of the Czech society.
What would you say to, again, the critics of the deal, this time from within your church, who came up recently with a statement or even a petition, and who say that the church should not really get money, that maybe, you know, the deal should be, or the past wrongs should be fixed by some kind of public fund, and that the church should not be rich.
The signature of this petition wasn't from the Catholic Church. It wasn't any Catholic priests. What is in this discussion with these groups that we try to discuss with them important is to explain that you have some responsibility for the people. You have to secure also their ability to live with their families and to have the money for the normal life. And it doesn't mean that we are rich, but we are stable. And this is a big difference between to be rich and to be stable. We hope that this way will go to some stability that is important to give to the people some future for their activities. And this we hope that we can receive.
And finally, Monsignor Holub, what will you do if the bill gets rejected? On Monday, the Constitutional Court said the parishes and the individual bodies of the church can pursue their restitution demand directly at court. Will this the way that you will go?
I said it already many times after the yesterday decision of the Constitutional Court. We are not interested to receive the properties via some court decisions. We try to negotiate with the state because it can some basic understanding among the Catholic Church and other churches and the population. So we are ready to discuss. Of course, if there isn't any open space for the discussing in some short future, there is also other possibilities, as we heard yesterday.
Tomasz Holub was talking there to Jan Richter,